From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. We have a great show for you. Four brilliant contestants are backstage visualizing future success while they wait to play our nerdy games, but only one will be our big winner. And our special guests are director Ty West and actor James Ranson. Their latest film is a Western called In a Valley of Violence. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but trivia was actually invented in the Old West. Wild Bill had a nerdy little brother named Mild Willie, and he told two gunslingers that they could settle the score with a trivia game. It unfortunately ended with a tie, so they had to shoot each other anyway. One was dead, but the other one that was left alive got a Rubik's Cube. That's how the West was won. Let's get things started with our first two contestants. First up, Robin Stipe. You are visiting from Columbus, Ohio, and you're here for your bachelorette party.
I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And is this the entire bachelorette party, you coming on stage as a contestant?
No, it started on Saturday night, and it's pretty much been rolling ever since.
Okay, and how many more days in the bachelorette party?
This is the final
event. This is the final day.
I go to sleep tonight, and then we leave tomorrow.
Wow. Your opponent is Andrea Caballo, and you research how people use apps.
Yeah, so I work at a media company, and my job is to kind of bridge the gap between the people who are building the apps, so tech, and the people who are going to want the information from those apps, so business.
Okay, so what do people want?
They just want to know what people clicked on.
That seems very simple.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Just what's the top thing that people looked at?
Okay, so what is the top thing people are looking at?
It's whatever you put at the top of your app.
Wow, you make humans sound so simple. Okay, Robin, Andrea, the first of you who wins two of our games will move on to the final round at the end of the show. So let's go to your first game called Brush Up Your Shakespeare. This game was written by someone who studied Shakespeare's plays a long time ago, but has since has forgotten almost everything about them. So let's go to Jonathan Colton for an example.
Sure. If I said, I think this play was about some guys who all had the same first name, and their last names were Hudson, Thoreau, Ford, and Kissinger, and then Cavill came along, you would answer, Henry V.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone in the room is stunned into silence.
Yes. It's good to give that a minute to sink in.
Yeah, you're not wrong. This is a hard game.
So buzz in when you know the answer. You're going to give us the name of the play. You don't have to give us the author. Shakespeare. And the winner will be one step closer to the final round at the end of the show. Here we go. I think this one was about the Roman Empire and what happened when a food court store that sells orange drinks merged with America's third largest pizza chain. Andrea.
Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar is correct, yes. Etou food court.
I'm pretty sure this one is about a general who was tricked by that parrot from Aladdin into playing a frustrating board game with black and white pieces. Andrea.
Othello.
You got it.
Yeah.
I remember this one is about a meerkat from Greece who spends too much time singing Hakuna Matata with his buddy Pumbaa. Robin.
Timon of Athens.
Yeah.
Wow. The question I have is, how'd you know that? I mean, it's impossible. That's impossible. What? Okay.
I was a drama major.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I knew that.
I wrote, no one knows this. I think Seinfeld co-wrote this or something. Beatrice banters with Benedict about yada yada, and Hero dies from licking stamps on Claudio's wedding invitations. Robin.
Much Ado About Nothing.
That's right. What's the deal with stagecoach food? I don't know. All right, this is your last clue.
This one is about Queen Elizabeth II, Kate Middleton, and Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, and they're all happily married. Robin.
The Merry Wives of Windsor.
That is correct.
That's like the precursor to the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Puzziger Archung, how did our contestants do?
All's well that ends well for Robin. She's one step closer to the final round.